Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, joining us at 9 o'clock. But jumping on the Rude guest hotline right now, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Joel Corey, used to be an NFL agent. Now he is an analyst for CBS Sports. Do you miss the agency business, Joel?
I don't miss the babysitting aspect of being an agent. Because sometimes people would ask me what I did for a living, and I would jokingly say professional babysitting. So there are parts I do miss, more or less, the interaction with the players, for the most part, in the negotiation of the contracts. But some of the other stuff, no.
How do you like negotiating? We've negotiated a bunch of contracts through agents or whatever, and it's always the most painful time of our tenure. How do you enjoy that?
Yeah, well, if you're not negotiating or it's relating to you, it's totally different when doing it for somebody else. So I understand you being emotionally invested in your own deal, why it wouldn't be a fun process.
Right. But for you, it is.
I've always enjoyed stuff like that.
Yeah.
Joel, in your years as an agent, did you ever sit across the table from Adam Peters? Have you ever negotiated with him, the current GM of the Commanders?
No, I got out before he started rising the ranks, and he's not the primary negotiator. I think they hired somebody from the Lions who took over for Rob Rodgers.
And is that standard now that these general managers, like they the front men for the organization, is they're the final say in many instances of a lot of these things, but do they actually have guys that do the actual gritty negotiations? Is that kind of standard now or no?
Yeah, it's been standard for a long time. Every team's had at least one or two people who handle contract negotiations and also the domain of managing the salary cap. In Green Bay, Andrew Brandt, who was a former agent, handled the contract negotiations, although Ted Thompson was the general manager and Ron Wolf prior to that.
Mm. Right. So they basically represent Peters and the owners, et cetera. So you can't necessarily, it's good actually, right? Kind of provides a buffer for the player, maybe on some level.
Yeah, well, the GM doesn't necessarily, most of them come from a scouting background, so that's not really their expertise. Like Howie Roseman is a little bit different. He's an attorney by trade who had to learn the football part and cut his teeth under Joe Banner, who was the smartest person I ever dealt with when he was running the Philadelphia Eagles. So he's a little bit different. Sometimes these cap guys will survive multiple regime changes. Like Vin Marino's been in Tennessee since 2007. Mike Reinfield hired him, and they've gone through multiple GMs and head coaches in Tennessee.
And they just keep him right. So in this Terry situation, we've tried to stay, pretty positive, say medium, as Zorn would say, on the whole thing. And it's kind of standard, right? If you're an elite player at your position, and you got a year up on your deal, and you're kind of, even you may be approaching the back end of your prime, you're probably not going to show up to a mandatory mini camp until you got a new deal, right? Or at least you're discussing things.
Well, it depends on what type of progress is being made with the negotiations. If things are progressing nicely, then you may show up as a gesture of good faith. If you are in different hemispheres or there's not much dialogue, then you're probably not going to show up, and you're going to risk, in this case, what is essentially potentially a $105,000 fine, because that's roughly what you could be fined for missing all 3 days of minicamp. It is not a mandatory fine. It is at the team's discretion, so they don't have to fine him. We're still early in the process. I think Dan Quinn yesterday was pretty good in how he was approaching it. It's like, hey, they're not even close to training camp. So if we're talking July 23rd or 22nd or 24th, then this thing isn't done. There's a reason to be concerned. The last deal got done in early July for Terry.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what should the panic level be for Commanders fans now? It is very early in the process. Very low, I assume.
Yeah, no need to panic yet. If he's out there going out, this organization is treating me unfairly, or doing what Trey Henderson is doing, I'm not going to play under my contract, I want to trade, that's a whole different dynamic than what you have here. Mm-hmm. He's been pretty quiet. He's not going out in the public making waves.
Right. Should he, do you think that he and his agent want to get to the salary closer to where the top receivers are? Now, I know he's not going to get $40 million a year like Chase, but that, you know, that $30 million range, or is it more years on the contract, guaranteed money that he's looking at?
Well, given his age, he's 30, he's going to want more security. And if I'm the Commanders, given the age, I don't want to give you the security that you got the last time around. Now, he's your number one receiver, so he's looking at the number one receiver market. If the Commanders aren't above T. Higgins, who is younger, he's 26, he's the highest paid number two receiver. On that team, he's a number two. Other places around the league, T. Higgins could be a one, but not in Cincinnati. That's $28.75 million per year. Mm-hmm. If I'm the agent, you haven't made me a good faith offer if you're not above T. Higgins. Now, the deal, which to me is going to be the sticking point probably for the Commanders, DK Metcalf. Came in the same year as McLaurin, 2 years younger, hasn't quite been as productive, got a deal, 3-year extension, the same, maybe a month or several weeks after he signed in 2022. It's a $33 million extension when he was traded from Seattle to Pittsburgh. So that's the latest data point. Now, if I'm the agent, one question I would ask Adam Peters is, how do you view McLaurin relative to Brandon Ayuk? If I get the answer that I think Ayuk is a better player, we got a problem. Because Ayuk signed last year in San Francisco, so Peters knows him well, for $30 million per year, with $45 million fully guaranteed at signing and $76 million in overall guarantees. So to me, the range is probably going to be between $30 and $33 million per year. And one thing about this Metcalf deal, it's a little backloaded because there's $35.5 million in the last year of the deal.
How do you think the Debo Samuel contract factors into this one? Because Debo, I believe, is up after this season.
Well, Debo's got to play well. When was the last time Debo played well?
No, he's got to stay healthy.
He needs to prove it.
Seriously. He hasn't been the same guy since he got paid. Mm-hmm. I know Adam knows him well, and he can bring a different dimension. But from what I've seen the past couple of years, if I'm Terry McLaurin, I'm not concerned about Debo Samuel. Here's one thing you also have to take into consideration. If you don't do a deal with McLaurin, this franchise tag is going to be slightly over $30 million because the 120% salary provisions will kick in, and it won't be the tag number by the formula. And when it's 120% of prior year salary, and that salary is really cap number. So it's going to be based off of his cap number, not his actual salary under this provisions of the CBA.
We're joined by Joel Corey from CBS Sports on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So you touched on Trey Hendrickson. What is happening right now in Cincinnati with his holdout? And they also have a rookie that they picked at number 17, Shamar Stewart, who also plays on the defensive line, who's participating in meetings but is not practicing at this point because he has issues with the contract language. So this is a team that had issues on defense last year, and they'll be missing their top sack guy and their top draft pick heading into training camp. What's the scenario where these get worked out in Cincinnati?
Well, the rookies should be easier to work out. His is just a language issue. From my understanding, they want with any type of default or breach. If he has if his guarantee has a default which voids his guarantees in 2026, then it would void all subsequent guarantees, not just the 2026 guarantee, which is the language they've had in the previous first round pick deal. So I think he's in the right. They're trying to chart a new territory with him. What they've done in the past should be enough. I expect that one to get done before the start of training camp. If I represented him, he might not even be there. I'd be like, you know what? Until we get this thing worked out, work out on your own. This is a team that had their other defensive end retire, Hubbard. So they really shouldn't be playing around with the pass rush, considering the terrible defense got the old coordinator fired.
Mm-hmm.
And Henderson's case, the Bengals just don't want to pay the going rate. And it's unfortunate for them that the pass rusher market has escalated this year. It was Nick Bosa at the top at $34 million per year. Now it's Myles Garrett at 40, and it's going to keep going up before the season starts because Micah Parsons will reset the market. T.J. Watt, who became the highest-paid non-quarterback in 2021 at $28 million per year, which is supposedly where the Bengals are, or at least one of their most recent offer, is up for a new deal as well. He's going to want to be paid in a similar manner as the last time, near the top of the market. So it behooves the Bengals to get this thing done before there are more deals which push it up even more and make it harder for them to get to reach an agreement with Henderson.
Real quick, Joel, a couple of situations I want you to kind of predict on what's going to happen, quarterback related. Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, he did show up for the mandatory minicamp. And then fill us in on what the Browns are going to have to do. They can't carry four quarterbacks, can they?
Yeah, you could carry four. It's unusual. The Patriots did that in order to keep a young quarterback 1 year named Tom Brady. Cousins, I think, is stuck. And this is where being a nice guy doesn't pay off. Raheem Morris keeps making comments about how professional Cousins is, how he's not going to do anything to undermine Penix or make waves. The second he was benched last year was the time he needed to start making waves and give them a reason to get him out of the building. Because he is too nice, he is stuck in a situation. I've had nice players before where teams mistake kindness for weakness. They had to do something out of character to achieve a certain result.
Hmm. By the way, I don't think – we didn't ask him – I know we're around the league now. We haven't asked him about his thought on the Lattimore deal, right? I know your deal is – your expertise is in negotiations, but you kind of commented on Samuel and his performance of late. I feel like this Lattimore deal is ultimately going to backfire on them. I think this is one they may have whiffed. What is your guess?
Well, he was injured last year, so you can't really –
hadn't he been injured for like 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, well, that's the risk, but you don't have any bonus proration associated with the deal from when you acquired him. So it's low risk from that standpoint. If he's healthy, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. He didn't show it at times last year when he got back on the field. If he can return to the form that got him paid, then it's an upgrade. Corner was a weakness last year, so I understand why you went out and got him. But, yeah, I understand why there is some concern.
So you're more bullish on him than you are, say, Debo, because you're kind of down on Debo.
I haven't seen Debo really do anything since he got paid. So, yeah, I'm more down on Debo than I am on Lattimore. And cornerback was a bigger need than wide receiver.
Were you surprised that Aaron Rodgers signed for just $13 million?
Yeah, I was, because he's been a guy who's been someone who has been trying to get top dollar for most of his career. But I guess since he's now over 40 and he's made more money than practically anyone's ever played the game, then he doesn't need to get every last dollar. So it kind of was following what Drew Brees did to more of a extreme that later in his career, after driving a hard bargain with the Saints, he took discounts.
Hmm.
Joel, good stuff.
Good stuff, man.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure, anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks,
Joel.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Joel Corey, CBS Sports NFL analyst, former sports agent. I was looking at his bio, Cakes. You asked, mm-hmm. Off air who he represented it. And he at least was part of a deal with Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
NBA. He had John Randall in the NFL. A couple other notable names.
Nice.
So I don't know if he was the primary agent the way that it's written, but yeah, he did it for 16 years. But now he's been an NFL analyst for a bunch of years now.
So, Tyler Sullivan of CBS Sports did a panic meter, you know, holdout panic meter for, well, specifically for three players, the big names that are holding out, Hendrickson, Watt, and of course Terry. And Terry is the panic level says very low,
right?
So, and that's pretty much what Corey said.
Well, I think Quinn handled it perfectly yesterday. Quinn,
everyone's handling it great.
Yeah.
Until so proven otherwise, and I don't really think the fan base is upset. I think the fan base is sophisticated enough to get it.
Yeah, it's right? part of the business of football.
Right. And I don't like it when I see reports that he's unhappy, though. I don't want to see that.
You don't want Terry to be unhappy.
I don't want him to ever frown.
Is he unhappy? Some reason I thought I saw something.
It could be BS, but I didn't like the report.
I thought I saw something like he was fishing.
Maybe
he's going on a fishing trip.
That's good. That means
you can be unhappy fishing if you don't catch anything.
That's true.
Like all day you're just waiting for a bite or a nibble and nothing happens. I've been there. It kind of sucks.
But when you go fishing, it seems like you're only going fishing when they do the setup deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, generally, yeah.
Like, you're never just going to a neighborhood pond.
That would be very rare. That was something I did as a younger lad. Not into my 50s. I'm just not doing that. No chance. I'm going to go to a pond and try to find...
Or lake.
Try to catch bluegill.
So when we go to Chicago, we stay in the lodge, okay? That's where Tiger Woods used to take his sillies.
Fancy.
When he played in the Western Open. Whatever. And there's a lake there, and you just see people, and it's just the nubs. Like, it almost looks like it's stormwater management. Like, I can't even believe that they're fishing there. Mm-hmm. But there are, I guess, could it possibly be bass? Could there possibly be bass
there? Could
there?
Be, sure.
Because I'm not a fishery.
I see
fishermen.
People fishing every day. I go by the guys, lake ones every day.
Those hillbillies are just standing there.
They love it.
And they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I get bored.
I just don't understand how people do it out in the heat. Like I might go for a run today, and I'll probably go by the marina right across from the Pentagon. And every time I go, there's docks just right on the bank.
Of course.
They've got five fishing rods. And they're getting baked by the sun. there's no trees.
They love doing it.
They just get roasted.
Right.
I don't get it either.
I've never seen them bring a fish in. Never, not one time. They're just sitting there.
Well, you're also running by.
I'm also running by slowly.
When you got to catch like the perfect
it's an
moment.
8 to 10 second interaction.
They don't want to be you. They don't want to be the dummy running around D.C.
Yeah, but at least I'm getting some exercise.
That's
they're
true.
Just sitting there just hoping a catfish nibbles on their stupid chicken.
They're getting serenity cakes.
Serenity. There's a jet taking off every 90 seconds from Reagan Airport.
That might not
I'm
be
sure
the most ideal
serenity.
Spot.
Are you kidding?
I actually love watching jets take off.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, how does that not fall out of the sky?
Too loud. Way too loud.
Hey, Bish Bucks, it's Game Show Wednesday. And coming up next, we're going to give away some great prizes. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
That's good.
And a 4-pack of tickets to Giant Barbecue Battle. We'll play Junkie's Password. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 on a Game Show Wednesday here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on a Game Show Wednesday.
Game Show Wednesday is sponsored by our good friends at Open Road Distilling over at Reston Town Center. Their bottles are now available exclusively at Virginia ABC stores. All right, so they're in about 70 stores now. They've expanded down to Richmond, I was told yesterday. And eventually, at the end of 2025, they're going to be available in Virginia Beach. So Open Road has taken over the entire state. And, of course, it's exclusive to Northern Virginia, where whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour Maple Old Fashioned. It's whiskey done right. For the full experience, you can visit them in the Reston Town Center. It's Open Road Distilling over there in Reston.
Very cool. All All right, let's punch up some contestants. We're going to play Junkie's Password. You pick a junkie as your partner. We will give you clues, and if you figure out the password, you win the prize. We have the $100 Metropolitan Hospitality Group gift card on the line, as well as tickets to go to the Giant Barbecue Battle.
All right, let's go to James in Bethesda. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
James, who do you want to work with?
All right. Because I'm heading in to play poker for $5.99 instant hands, I'll go with Cakes.
I hope you hit one of those, my friend.
What's he playing?
That's a tasty payout.
What kind of?
Must be a promotion they're running at MGM National Harbor.
Nice.
Unfortunately, you're a different casino.
Oh, well, you're dead to me. You're dead to me, friend.
All right, but he's a fellow poker aficionado.
A fellow poker degen. All right, I give you a lifeline.
All right, let's go. And we have to get another one, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Steve in Stafford. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Hi, this is Steve. Hi.
Hi, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Why don't you work with Lurch?
He's a little flummoxed.
You want to work with Lurch, Steve?
Yeah, that's great. That'd be great.
Yeah, good.
You want to use your password or mine?
I don't care.
No, let me give you one.
Let me see here. Mm-hmm. Which one? Okay. Who goes first?
You do, Cakes.
James. James, you ready? Are you ready to win?
Yes,
I hope you're ready to win.
Oh, you think it's a one cluer?
I think he's winning. James, your clue is sexy back.
Sexy back.
I mean, for most humans, that's a winner.
Talking board.
Sorry. See, right. James, that's what you get for not going to MGM.
All right, Steve, you've got a shot. Jason's going to give you a clue.
Okay.
He should know it already.
Who's my guy, Steve?
Steve.
NSYNC?
Backstreet Boys?
Sorry. We go back to James. James, you have another shot. You've heard the two clues so far. Sexy back and NSYNC. Cakes, what are you going to give them now?
The clues are sexy back and NSYNC.
Yes.
Here's the next one.
Your next clue is Jessica Biel.
That's a
Justin
good
Timberlake.
Yes.
Yes, we have a winner.
There's a roundabout way to get there, but you eventually arrived.
Congratulations. You win the $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio Grill, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Road. You can get more info at thefandc.com/contest. I brought that up because Drab had a story, I think, from the New York Post where Justin Timberlake is being urged to retire by some fans
for
his cringe dancing.
Oh, no. Well, I think basically all dancing is cringe, so I would probably advise him to retire, too.
What's the cringe dance? Where was that from? Was that a show?
Yeah, one of his shows.
Oh, he was?
He's having an extraordinary run of awful circumstances.
He had a DUI.
Well, that's self.
Yeah, I know. He's in that harness at one of his shows, and everyone's making fun of his tiny dong.
Everybody said he had a micro pee-pee.
Yeah. He's bringing micro back.
Yeah.
And now everyone's saying he's an old fart and can't dance, and he should hang it up.
Who's having a worse run, him or Katy Perry? Because I don't think her recent run's been very good either.
No.
Not a bad pub. Like, I think they're like neck and neck for bad runs right now.
Remember Timberlake came to D.C. a few years ago and tried to beat your feet dance, and he like botched it, and
no.
like the whole entire D.C. clowned on him.
Okay.
It's like a signature dance to this area.
Okay.
Clearly, I don't know it. Jeff Walker knows it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he tried to do it, like his own version of it, and it was so embarrassing that they like booed him off the stage.
They brought the cane out from the Apollo festival
or whatever. He's getting terrible press.
He's a target. Apparently, he was filmed by a fan.
You know
in
what?
December, and the video went viral for his bad dancing.
Are they joned on his little peepee?
Are you trying to get me to feel bad for Justin Timberlake? That guy's had a his life's been touched by God for 95% of his life.
No one's asking you to feel bad for him.
He has to endure a little bit of adversity.
No. No one's asking you to feel bad for him.
His extraordinary run.
Factually, what's going on is he gets terrible press now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a fact. Everything's terrible.
It all started with his Nubs charity golf tournament, too.
Is that what it was?
Well, he's had so much. The Britney stuff, really, like him, the Britney, the Janet, like he's had a terrible run. Little pee-pee.
And the DUI can help.
The DUI.
Oh, they also say if you go to his concerts.
Again, that's him being stupid. He has the means to have a driver. It's never been easier not to just
say. So we're not saying we're Timberlake. We're saying he gets horrific press.
We're not saying we feel sorry for drunk drivers. We're saying that
I think he's a douche.
They say that he's doing what a lot of concert goers hate. He's not playing many of his hits. He's playing his new songs.
That's more egregious than any of his other issues. You got to play the hits for people. You have to.
We're not crying a river for him, Cakes.
Nice one. Well done, Valdez.
All right, let's punch up two more contestants. We are playing Junkie's Password. We will feed you clues, and hopefully you figure out the password.
Still can't believe it took James 3 clues to get Justin Timberlake. A little bit of a clown.
All right, let's go to...
I'm not surprised by our contestants anymore.
I'm not either. I shouldn't be surprised.
Let's go to Tobias in D.C. Hey, Tobias.
Hey, what's up, Junks?
What's up, Tobias?
Tobias.
Who do you want to work with?
Hey, I'm going with my man, J.D.
J.D.? Which one is that?
J.B., he said.
You said J.B.?
J.B.
Or J.P.?
Yeah, J.B. J.B., you bitch.
Bish. Okay. He wants Bish Bucks.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, I know Tobias calls in all the time. He can't possibly
be
close.
Yes, I do. Yay. You finally know who I am.
This is our man. Okay.
Would I recognize you? Have you come out to... We haven't done an event. We need to do an event.
No, I missed.
We just did an event.
The rugby.
Glory DC. You should have come out.
I didn't do an event. Glory. Maybe you did.
Yeah.
We did the show. Right. Well, we did the show at MGM.
Like 100 years ago.
It was... Earlier this year.
Get stuck in the weeds.
All right, let's go. All right, hold on. Put him on.
Are
you locked in? Is he locked in? I think he's locked in, right? Yeah. Lock? Yeah, he's locked in. No? Lock. All right, let's go to Antoine. Antoine, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Antoine? Great.
Who do you want to work with?
You can give me Cakes.
Okay, all right. Antoine and Cakes. Look at that.
I got a password here.
All right.
Here, that's the one I circled.
Okay.
All right. Bish Bucks, you should lead off.
Who gives a okay, Bish Bucks leads
you
off.
You did last
time. All right, this is to Tobias.
All right. Tobias. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Oof. It's definitely not a one cluer.
No.
Segment.
Any guesses, Tobias? Nothing?
Host.
All right, you went with segment. All right, Antoine, your clue is gambling.
Gambling segment. No clue.
All right, Tobias.
Pretty sure I know the answer.
Your clue is
the password.
Friday.
You say Friday?
Yeah. Segment gambling Friday.
He only listens for prizes. You only listen for prizes, don't you, Tobias?
The clues are segment, gambling, Friday. Your next clue is junkies.
No, the prize pick. The prize picks don't get it.
I know what it is. It's what's the freaking name of it?
What do we do?
Every Friday. Nope. All right,
Tobias
has a chance.
Valdez, I pushed back. I think that was a good clue.
Tobias.
Yeah.
Here's your last clue because we're running.
These guys literally are prize picks. Yeah. So they just hear.
Here's your clue.
Listen harder, fellas.
Tobias, FanDuel.
What do you listen to, like 9 stations at a time?
Segment Gambling Fridays.
Junkies,
FanDuel.
Junkies Parlay.
He got it.
I mean, you could have gone Fatties too, but congratulations.
Wow,
you won the 4-pack of tickets
to
Giant Barbecue Battle. June 21st, June 22nd on Pennsylvania Avenue. Enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands on the Pepsi Lays, Art to Go-Go, and Summer Grilling stages. Metro and shared ride accessible. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com. All right, we got some winners. Tobias brings it home.
Very good. Finally.
And he's excited,
weak.
EB,
that
you know him.
Yeah, I know him.
Well, he had just called.
That's your guy.
Maybe last week.
He calls.
No, he calls. I recognize Tobias.
Yeah. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He'll jump on coming up at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I know a few weeks back we talked about Hooters and how Hooters was in trouble financially, filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I saw this story and it kind of made me laugh. Maybe he can bring it back. He's kind of stealing the bit of bringing back Hooters.
Maybe who can bring it back?
Hulk Hogan wants to reimagine Hooters restaurants as his Real American Beer brand makes a bid to save the chain.
That's good PR. I mean, he's from the area, right? Are they Tampa based? Is that where they started? I feel like it's a Hooters hotbed there in that area.
Could be. I don't know.
Feels like it's a Florida based.
It feels like it's a Florida based thing.
Feels like a Florida business.
Does Hulk still have broad appeal?
He's very polarizing.
Like to people our age, like okay, Hulk Hogan was huge.
He's had so many scandals that he's been able to kind of outrun. That he still somehow has some relevance in the culture. But I think most people just think he's a big dummy.
I think, kind of.
He's had so many scandals.
I'm sure he does like personal appearances where a bunch of people show up. I don't know.
He still has a fan base. And he has like his Hogan's Beach Shop in Tampa where people come all the time. But WWE brought him out in Los Angeles a few months ago.
Right.
For a big pay-per-view. And he was booed.
He's booed
by the entire arena at a wrestling event.
Where was that? Was that in Florida, you said?
No, California.
What was the impetus? Like, what had he done previously that upset people?
Uses the N-word on video?
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
But is that the most recent one? He's had so many things.
Yeah, I mean, they
pretty much... history is...
They scrapped him for, like, quite a while.
Yeah.
Completely. Like, they removed his name from the website, everything.
But you're right. I was just in the Fort Myers area, it was.
Brother.
I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago. Actually, I can't remember. I think that was the Fort Myers area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there a couple times in the last 6 months. And one of those Tampa area-ish, there's Hulk stuff everywhere. There's Hulk stores.
Oh, like, really?
He has a presence.
Yeah. That's his wheelhouse.
His wheelhouse.
Like, I'm guessing he kills it in Florida. I don't know about outside of Florida huge, but.
Yeah.
71 years old at this point.
Wow. You know where he was born?
Where he was born?
Hulkamania. You're going to say like Maryland or something.
Play the Masters.
Oh, he's Augusta?
Yeah, that's where he's born.
It's a nubs town.
Son of a construction foreman. And
you don't know
son
his real
of
name,
a homemaker and dance teacher.
Terry Bollea.
That's an easy one.
Easy. I'm not good at that anymore, but that's an old school. I'll be on my deathbed and I'll know Terry Bollea.
Terry Bollea. Look his real name.
I'll always get that. I'll always get O'Shea Jackson. Always get
gas.
Calvin Brodus. Again.
Yeah, come on. These are the layups.
Yeah.
These are the easiest of the easy.
I'll never not get that.
What was Easy E's real name?
Eric Wright.
See? Still
but that's
got
like,
it.
Yeah, you're talking about a wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But don't push it because I'm showing off a little bit. Don't push it.
Understood.
Because you will hit a blind spot. You'll hit the gap in my memory.
All right.
Don't push it.
Dr. Dre.
Andre Young.
Yes.
But please. Please.
But again, these are titans of the industry.
Yeah, titans. Yeah. I'm not good at it anymore.
Eminem?
Man, I can't believe
it. I mean, Marshall Mathers. Yeah. But I'm not good at it anymore. Please don't do that.
So by doing a morning show, we're often tired after the show.
Yeah, I slept great,
happened.
By the way.
Yeah. It's happened
good.
On occasion.
By the way, I got a good sleep. Ashwagandha takes 2 to 3 weeks to kick in. Right about on time.
By the way, at my second post-show meeting, like client meeting of the day.
Yeah.
I was definitely on fumes, and the guy was like, you should go home and take your nap. I said, you're correct.
Oh, dude, he called you.
Why, how long?
I've been there for a while, so I had done what I was supposed
to
do.
Hold on, could he see you dozing?
No, I wasn't dozing, but he...
You could see a glazed look.
I think he could just tell that he could tell that
you were tapped out.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, the sales guy or
no,
the client?
The client, who was very, very nice. We were bonding. We had a thing. We had a thing going.
Dude, that's you. Did you?
He's a good dude.
You might have botched it.
I don't think so.
Was there lunch available at any of these meetings?
Oh yeah, there was definitely lunch available at the second meeting.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say what the client. It's what they do.
Food oriented.
You will if they sign on. You can talk about it then.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
He'll make it a habit of going there.
Cakes had a great day yesterday.
So had a pretty good day.
Anyway, we often take naps. I didn't get one in. Who took a nap yesterday? I didn't get one in.
I did.
You did.
I went right home and took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently you shouldn't be doing that anymore.
Yeah, there's always these studies, but this one's from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine.
I'll find you one that says naps are good.
People who slept longer during the day had irregular daytime sleep patterns or slept more around midday and early afternoon were at greater risk, even after accounting for health and lifestyle factors. I think the big thing that you always hear...
What are you saying? You just said mumbo jumbo. What'd you say?
That if you sleep longer during the day, like you take long naps, and if you have irregular sleep patterns, or you even sleep more in the midday, or early afternoon, you're at greater risk of health problems, even if you're healthy otherwise.
Higher mortality rate.
Because it's not the ideal time to sleep. I know we're supposed to sleep like with the circadian rhythms and all that's kind of how we're built. That makes sense to me. I do think naps are okay, but they shouldn't be like drab or EB naps where if we take one, like I'm drooling on the pillow.
They say that
it's not good.
The people that have the greater risk of premature death.
Yeah.
That's not a good term, premature death.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I think about it
every day. I thought about 50 times.
Or one, people who tended to take longer daytime naps.
Yeah. Because you're sleep deprived.
Two, people whose napping patterns fluctuated frequently.
Oh, mine fluctuate. Mine fluctuate.
And people who nap between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Ding, ding, ding.
Is it basically a certain day you're going to die a premature death?
Yeah. Increased a lot of boxes over there that I don't want to be checking.
Increased risk.
Oh, it's terrible.
My naps are before 3 because my kid gets home at 3.
I told you this. You guys sloughed it off. I fell asleep driving a couple weeks ago. Straight up fell asleep.
Did you drift off on the
way in or out?
VW Parkway going home. Oh. I got in a zone and I just went. And I just started drifting.
How long?
I mean, a millisecond, but I was, trust me, this guy was out.
Did somebody honk at you to wake you up out of your slumber?
No, like, I just,
your car doing
I, caught
alert?
My, I caught myself. And I almost soiled myself because I was so scared.
Well, that's a great way to felt yourself.
Yeah.
Drive off
and
the road.
And by the way, that drive, like usually, I'm not really napping these days because I go to the club and I'll do something. But that drive from here to the club, which is equivalent to the drive home, essentially, it takes 45 minutes either way, is a killer. Like I'm dodging death every day.
Because
it's this highway hypnosis. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Beltway or BW or I'm on the 200, whatever that thing is.
The ICC.
And I'm just like, it's just nothingness.
and your brain just starts. You're in a fog.
And I'm just like, the exhaustion kicks in.
Yep. We're on the same boat. I get that on 270.
I startle myself to roll windows down. I do this bit. I told you I do this. I go. I start getting the blood flowing. I do that.
People drive by you like, is that guy all right? Is he having a spasm?
Get the blood flowing.
You slap your face.
No,
sometimes you got to slap your face.
I've done that.
I think I've done that, but that's not what I do.
Open the window.
Sometimes
scream at yourself.
On the drive south to Kiowa, I've done that.
Music loud.
I'll do a little, got to stay awake.
I don't buy this just because now I think we're just overly exhausted because they always say the best nap is the power nap 20 to 30 minutes. Whenever I try that, I just wanted to sleep another hour. Mm-hmm.
My wife is a master at that. She could sleep 15 minutes 20 times a day. Like she could do a 15-minute power nap at any moment.
Mass. Yeah. It's a good skill.
A master.
It's an elite skill to have.
I mean, she's exhausted. Yeah. But she can do it and then be okay to go drive, you know, Kate to all over Virginia.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I just need 15 minutes to.
The greater than state.
I mean, maybe.
State with a half naked woman on the flag.
What's wrong with that?
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, my wife can, this is what my wife can do that I can never do. She can nap in front of the television, you know, with the volume on, obviously. Yeah. And she just falls asleep right there.
Oh, I can't do it.
I cannot fall asleep
something
with television
on the TV.
You can't.
I cannot fall asleep with television volume.
That's where the golf is perfect. Golf, I'll say, is a perfect nap spot.
On. Can't do it.
Why are you locked in on the TV? I have TV on as background all the time.
I can't do it. I can never
fall
asleep.
Like on the weekends, it'll be on in the background. Like golf.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Something. During the day, it's never on.
In fact, I can't even fall asleep with the if you turn the TV or the volume all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Just the lights. I couldn't fall asleep.
You need lights?
Couldn't do it.
And he needs his fans and he needs his cocktail.
Yeah, he's got so many things.
I need my fan, my oscillating fan on the right and my box fan on the left.
You get a sleep mask. You know, like chicks you.
No, I don't do that. I don't need to because the TV's never on when I fall asleep.
Right. Right. I feel like it would be good for you.
Why?
Because you like darkness.
It's dark in the room when I fall asleep.
All right.
Because the TV's not on.
But maybe
the only thing that's on is my wife's iPad next to me. But I put a stack of pillows there so I can't see the light.
It blocks the light.
Yeah, it's like 10 feet high.
He has a list of like 10 things for sleep.
Oh, I'm
just unbelievable.
Got good sleep hygiene though.
I'm different than all of you guys.
Sleep is crucial to life.
Coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Operations, here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.